we're trying to figure out how to handle the Tigers winning 7 out of 8. And look, some of it is very meaningful. Look, Riley Green, you know, re-engaging after a slump and becoming one of the best players in the AL here, hitting, huge. Colt Keith, one of the hottest hitters in baseball. It's huge. That stuff, I can buy into that. That matters to me. Jack Flaherty coming back healthy today and pitching really well. Great. There's one problem in all of this. Doesn't it all still lead to a fire sale? Because you're still 7 games out of the wild card and you're still 4 games under 500. So we asked the question, whether you were leaving the ballpark on a daiquiri day, 10-1, you could have left the game early. You could have done what Kenny does. He sits on Tinder all day at the games. The point I'm making, I made that up. I'm kidding. I was making sure you were paying attention. I don't want to get you in trouble. I was kidding. That was completely made up. The point is, today was easy and fun and great, and you take 3 of 4 from the Guardians. But what does it mean? Now, if you're buying in, here's the math. 69 games left. You would need minimum 88 wins. I think it's probably going to be 90, but let's say 88 for fun. You would need to go right now from point forward 43-26. How do you get there? Or are you like a couple callers who have called in and said, look, I know there are no great shakes. I'm not going to be mad. I'm not going to be sad. I just wanted my daiquiri. Where are you in this? I mean, for me, sadly, yeah, I know. I still got to trade Flaherty. But if you read a report that they were in talks to extend Flaherty, or if you saw something where Jack Flaherty says, I want to be a Tiger, I love it here, I could flip my opinion on a dime. Because then you're telling me we're building something. If you want to buy Rico, Rico wants to buy.
Well, all things being equal, because if they score 2 or more runs, that's the record that you're looking for. So you need another bat in this lineup, somebody consistent. So if you're going to do this, let's not just rely on the kids and the people that you have now. Go out, be aggressive, and I don't care even if it's just a rental player so long as you don't give up a bunch, because I do think if you make the playoffs, the experience will be worth the price.
And I say if you want to buy a player who has term, who becomes a part of
your
core.
Great. That's great, too.
Right. It becomes Green, Keith, and guy I just acquired. I'm not going to laugh at people. So tell me where you're at with it. 248-539-9797. It's best week of Tiger baseball we've seen all year. Best series. Now, I admit, I had to Google who the hell the Guardians put out there today. Spencer Howard. They may as well have thrown Spencer Dinwiddie. This guy blows. I said yesterday Maeda was the worst pitcher in baseball, and then I got to look at this pile. Unbelievable.
That's the guy somebody released and they picked him up.
He was a Phillies draft bust, and then he was a reliever, and then the Guardians thought they could, you know, do the voodoo they do with pitchers. They put him out there today. Rico, he'd either throw a perfect fastball on the black or it'd be 18 feet outside. He was on like 60 pitches midway through the first. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
He wasn't missing by inches. He was missing by feet.
He was Charlie Sheen without glasses in Major League. Yeah.
Basically, you just wait. If he throws a strike, swing. If he doesn't, just
But in the
there.
End, it's like you threw my eight out there.
Javi,
turnabout's fair play.
Javi, do not swing.
Uh-oh.
Do not swing.
248-539-9797. Are you resigned that you can't get involved winning 7 out of 8 and the team's hot and you know you got to trade Flaherty? Are you just daiquiri day? Or are you... Are you just a pragmatist? Like, you know you got to deal. You know they're fire sailing, so you can't allow yourself to get hurt. Which of those three silos are you in? Let's go to the people, see what they have to say about it. We'll go to Tony, 97.1. Tone, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, Tone. What's on your mind?
So, I think there's, like, a difference, a multiple different, like, looks you could take with this. Because if you do believe we could pull the miracle of 43-26, or better than that, which, you know, that's saying you're winning 2 out of every 3, which is not unbearable, but reality is that we still got a long schedule. I mean, you got a good chunk of July, August, September. So I don't know if I necessarily see it going in the direction of us going to win that way, especially when we have so many young kids. The thing is that you go ahead and trade Flaherty, you go ahead and trade Gio, you go ahead and trade whoever you can, what are you looking to receive in return for? Are you looking to get a player that's ready now? Are you looking to get prospects? Like, what are you looking at for that? That's my big question.
Are you asking me? Or are you asking, like, me as Scott Harris? I just want to be clear so I know how to answer your question.
I already know that if it was answering as you, we're going to gut it, and we're going to get the best that we can get and try to win as best as we can.
Yeah.
Scott Harris, what do you think the realistic ask for is from him from this point? Because I'm all on board. I mean, I agree with a 3-for-54 if you could get Flaherty at bat, but you know, I understand pitching is the hardest thing to develop in the majors, but you get prospects, they land at a 30% success rate.
What are we looking to get here?
Are we looking to rebuild?
But Tony,
Or are we looking to get a?
Well, I think you're rebuilding. No, I think you're rebuilding. And listen, I mean, Tony, and understand, I don't want Rico to buzz me on this. I'm not bringing it up. I don't care about being right. It doesn't matter to me. I want to entertain people and I want to win. That's it. Tone.
Oh, for sure.
Part of the reason I wanted bats in the offseason was so we didn't end up in this spot.
Yep.
We don't have enough prospects.
Well, I agree.
I think you got a couple gems, right? Like Jackson Jobe is a gem. We think 3 years from now, Max Clark might be. But you need, to your point, Tony, which is spot on, you need several gems because of the bust rate.
For sure. And that's the scary part as a Tigers fan. It's realistic because I'll tell you what, one of the highlights of my life is being at game two of the World Series in 06 when Kenny Rogers took the mound. Greatest experience ever. I love that. You know, getting to watch a World Series win was a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing that I take away from this is because we've been season ticket holders in our family for a while.
Yep.
My look at it is, you know, you got to do one of two things here. You either we're getting rid of guys that we know, I hate to say it, if we don't look at we're winning the World Series this year or next year, we got to implode and we got to rebuild as best we can because we still got youth on the roster that we can develop and win with them by age 28,
and
29 at the latest.
And that's part of why, look, and I'm not, believe me, I told you, I retired this in mid-June. I'm not interested in the Skubal stuff because they're not going to trade him. And I'm not committed to trading him. I would if I got the right offer. What you said is why I thought Scott Harris made a terrible error in the offseason. Because you need eventually to get good. And Skubal's window, 2 more years here, I need to win. I need to show him I can win. Otherwise, right. It's Felix Hernandez on the Mariners for a lot of his career.
Good call.
So I just, Rico, it's like we love watching him, but what does it result in? So for his
winning
point,
a Cy Young with 10 wins.
Right. Like, so Tony's point would be, okay, I like Jack Flaherty. I don't want to trade Jack Flaherty. Then the organization has to make a decision on, all right, Jack, do you like it here? Here's what the open market's going to pay. I want you here. Do you want to be here? I'm not mad if a fan calls up and says, don't trade Jack Flaherty. Sign him. I'm not mad at that. I'm not pounding the table. This is what I need. I pounded the table for Wyatt Langford. Rest in peace. I'm letting it go. I just would like to know their timetable. And again, it's not about August and September. It's about the next 3 weeks because that's when the deadline is. You have to make a decision. So the 7 out of 8 doesn't alter anything. But what if it's, I don't know, Rico, what if it's 15 out of 20? And you're over 500. And you're 3.5 games out of the wild card. See, that's why it's a beautiful radio topic.
No, it is.
It's a daiquiri day.
There's no right answer. It really is. This is where if you're Scott Harris, you got to decide, what do you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up? Are you still waiting or do you realize you're there? It's obtainable and you got to make moves in order to solidify that spot. Or you're just going to wait and hope that luck falls your way and you trip and fall into that. That's not how sports works. So yes, you're right. It really boils down to what do the Tigers want to be? Do they want to act grown up or do they want to still act like children and wait for the kids?
Right. And when you're winning 7 of 8 and some of the kids are powering it, Riley Green, Colt Keith, a little bit of Wenciel Perez, I can take satisfaction in that. But knowing the guy who was on the mound today probably won't be here, that deflates the balloon of optimism.
Right. So if that's
for me,
or maybe you come out and say, you know what, go ahead and sign you right now. Let's work a deal out.
And again, does that happen a lot? No. Could they approach him in the offseason? Could they qualify offer, make sure to get the compensation? They could do all those things. But for the sake of radio, and so we don't get into the minutiae of baseball's incredible CBA.
Or just at least, like, nobody thought E-Rod was coming back. Oh, you know, there's a chance. No, there's not. Okay, you're leaving on the first thing. Smoke it.
Like, look, I'll give you an example. I certainly don't speak as a representative of the New York Yankees, but I don't know if you're aware of this. We've had a little bit of trouble pitching.
You know what? I have avoided that topic for your sanity.
I would give a lot of things in the Yankee system for Jack Flaherty because he can go out. He can give me six innings, high K rate, which is very important in that stadium. And like I said, he's been through some of the wars. I would give you something I think you'd be happy with for Jack Flaherty. Again, I don't represent the Yankees. Kind of.
You do.
But that's my point. Someone I think will offer you something nice. No, I don't think it's going to be someone that 10 minutes later is batting cleanup for you. But
is it somebody who could become a part of the core that we've been waiting for?
It has to be. Anything Scott Harris does moving forward. Look, that's the other thing is like, I need Scott. I want to be able to say nice things about Scott Harris. Well, he needs to start doing smart things.
Exactly.
Like, you can't have 2 years, $26 million, Kenta Maeda jettisoned to the bullpen. You can't have $12.5 million of nothing burger, a.k.a. Mark Canha. Like, I need you to start being better at your job. And the Clark and McGonagall thing is smart on paper, but the actuality of it is years from us being able to determine it.
Wyatt, it bought him time.
Wyatt.
Except for your boy all of a sudden went out there and made him look bad. You know what?
We got to get a filter or something in there, man.
Langford. Almonds. Sorry. David, imagine Colt Keith and Wyatt Langford riding a tandem bike to Comerica every day. They could be besties. You'd have a 1, 2, 3 in your order of guys who probably are going to be 850 OPS guys. Man,
let me help you out here with this, buddy.
Let me tell you about my best friend. No, instead.
I know.
Okay, why don't you tell the people about something? I know. We'll get more of the phone calls, more of the ticket texts, and just for sanity, I want to make sure we give people some football at 5:30. Okay. Fair?
Fair.
97-1. All right. Tigers are white hot, 7 of 8. They take 3 of 4 from the Guardians. God help you if you didn't pitch Maeda, it might have been a sweep. But what does it mean to you? Are you on board? Is this a turning point? Are you resigned that they're going to be sellers, that Jack Flaherty's performance today only enhances his value? I can tell you as a Yankee fan, I'd be on the phone. We're dying for pitching. I'd overpay for Flaherty. I do not represent the New York Yankees. I'm just saying. Or is it daiquiri days? It doesn't mean one way or the other. You just want to enjoy today. You don't want any investment in this. It's just a chance to enjoy the weather. They're not going to win the World Series. You do what you want with it. But to be clear, I don't think people are wrong if they say, I don't want to trade Flaherty. I want to sign him. Okay. I want to be a buyer. My only caveat, it would have to be a player with term, which would be very expensive. But if Scott Harris found a guy that he wanted as a cornerstone to expedite this rebuild and compete on the fly, I'm not going to laugh at you if you call in. I don't think this is worth getting angry over. I know I would probably sell because the math on making the playoffs, you're probably going to have to go 43-26 the rest of the way. And I just, no disrespect, I don't think you're capable of that. So that's where we're at. David, a couple of texts. We'll go to the phone.
You could be capable of that. You're just going to have to score 2 or more runs.
Oh, okay. Oh, the cookie stat.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. The formula's there. It's not like you got to recreate. You just have to go out there and be able to score runs like you did today. Can you get to 3, 4 runs daily? Yeah, you may need to bring in a bat. So if you're very serious, instead of selling, you got to go out there and bring in something that can help you right now. And I would even go with a short-term guy, a rental player, just to get their playoff experience. Go ahead, David.
Joel in Purgatory writes, Why can't we do both? Get hot and still trade. A 20-game hot streak is not going to change the stripes on these Tigers.
You can do whatever you like. That's why the topic is fun.
Need to win 12, the next 15, otherwise we must sell. When the Tigers play like they have the last five games, I feel like the Tigers are all ready to take a stand for next year. Sign the pitchers we have and add a couple new bats and let's go for it. Hate to play the what-if game, but they should be on a seven-game winning streak if you pitched anyone other than Maeda.
You want to play a really fun what-if game? It kind of hurts, though. Like, do you want to play a what-if game? What if? What if? What if you had taken Wyatt Langford? Just walked right into that.
This is the text fault, and I read it. I'm so sorry, Rico.
Woo! That's it. I'm good. I'm good.
You know what, David?
I'm good.
That's one.
Okay. Oh, man. From Max, he says, at first, 43-26 sounded outrageous. But then I remembered the number that Costa and Mike were talking about were similar to that. If he hits, keep coming. I'm in. Two runs don't sound so hard.
Yeah, I mean, and again, we just talked about it. It's why Rico and I have been so frustrated, because the pitching is good. The pen, yes, there's been ups and downs, but overall, it's been good. It just, the complete whiff in the offseason on offense is what's keeping you from being essentially the Red Sox. I think that's okay to be upset about that, but apparently I'm mean. I want more Daiquiri days. That's it.
Sign Flaherty if you can. Otherwise, sell him. Sign Scooble if you can't. Keep him. Buy a hitter for prospects if you can sign Flaherty. Hope that Carpenter comes back hot.
Yeah, I need to see a timetable on return. And if one has come out in the last 24 hours and I missed it, shame on me. I just know there's no timetable. I know he started working out, but that's a long way from, hey, he's back in the lineup, back in cleanup. All right, let's get to the people, shall we? Let's go to Ed, 97.1. Eddie, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Long time, no time.
What's going on?
But why are you Matt Stafford supporters so distant on, well, it's the other 53 guys on the team? I'm not understanding this because, you know, I don't think Maeda signed a contract saying, well, I'm going to pitch for minor league players. You know, when he's the only major league player out there, well, it's kind of hard. He can't do it all by himself. He can't field and pitch all at the same time.
Ed, I'm not trying to be dismissive, but Maeda sucks. Have a good day. I can't
from
make
October, November. The ball does not fly when it's 30 degrees.
Might be the same guy. My head is terrible. I'm not going to run some defense thing, and I don't know what this Stafford defender routine is.
You know
is.
What? Kenny, you got one.
That's one. That's one. That's one.
Daiquiri Day, you can't give me one.
It just happened.
Like, wait, do Stafford? Like, wait, Stafford?
Listen, I ended the call quickly. If he was trying to defend Maeda, I'm not interested. Maeda is a very nice man. I'm not interested. He's terrible. Really,
so he was saying we were too hard on Maeda?
Correct. And he doesn't field the ball, and I'm like, right, and I don't talk to you on the phone. Let's go to Brendan, 97.1. Brendan, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I was at the game today. Just wanted to call in. Feel like obviously the right thing probably to do is to sell at the deadline, but my issue with it here is I want to get guys back that are going to make an impact right away. Like, if we wait another 5 years, it feels like we're just starting this whole rebuild process over again, and we're 15 years in at that point.
Right.
To get younger guys coming back. That's my issue with selling at the deadline, is if you do sell, you got to get the right guys back.
Agreed.
And I don't know if Harris is that guy.
Well, see, okay. Now, Brendan, here's the interesting part, is he's got to show us he's the right guy, and the only way to do that is by making shrewd moves. You know, we need to be the team that rips somebody off once in a while. Like, I got to see more of it. And that's, I don't know what to do, Brendan, because if you're paralyzed with fear that he's not the guy, then you're never going to get better. He's got right. And to Rico's point, I mean, Brendan, look, as I've ridden this Wyatt Langford thing into the ground because it causes me pain. Rico is with the E-Rod thing. You can't have another trade deadline like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if he trades Flaherty, you're right. Brendan, I want to be able to pull up an article that says Tigers completely take advantage of scumbag team, win Flaherty trade. I need that.
Right, absolutely. And I think my other issue with it is, too, kind of going off the last part I said, like, we need a guy that, like, impacts now, or else it feels like, not, like, necessarily this year, but we'll be up with the club next year making an impact, or else it's like, well, geez, we're waiting 4 years again just to see what this guy can do. And yeah, who knows exactly. What it'll be.
Exactly. Now, Brendan, I'm with you. And look, I will take calls like yours in continuum because it's based in you want to win. We all want the same thing. And when they win 7 of 8, I want to be able to be incredibly happy about it. But I found myself heavily conflicted today because I was happier that Flaherty pitched well because I know I'm trading him. And I'm like, God, that sucks. That's oh, no
and
that's
by the
no
way,
way
hey,
live.
And Tigers won 10-1.
Right. And it was all about, Jack's spine didn't fall out of his body. All right, we're good. And then I'm like, I don't get to be happy about 10-1 or winning 7 of 8. That's what
you could be happy.
What makes a good topic.
You could be happy.
5:30, Tigers have won 7 of 8. It's Daiquiri Day. It's sunny in 85. I'm alive in a big double at Saratoga. It really doesn't get better, except it does. David has fashion glasses and football. Music. Yes. There they are. And I don't care what Kenny said earlier. They're not Dahmer glasses. You look beautiful.
Dahmer glasses.
He called them Jeffrey Dahmer glasses yes, earlier. I think David's glasses are very nice.
Yes, he did. Watch out, people.
I thought he looked great.
Yeah. They're an upgrade. I like these glasses better than the other ones.
Must have missed where Kenny was some kind of fashion icon.
Fashionista.
All right, so let's get to this here because it was a list of 20 of the most anticipated games coming into the college football season. So we've talked about many of these, but some of these, I don't understand why they're on the list. And so let's talk about them. Texas versus Texas A&M, November 30th. By then, Texas A&M won't be anything.
No. You have to understand, this is Michigan State, but worse. These are two teams. One team got so sick of the other, they left.
They left the conference.
One team created their own TV network.
Right.
It was just chaos.
And
now
think about
they're
this.
Together again.
Right. Everybody was happy to see Texas. Oh, they're going to the SEC, except for A&M was like, we just left you. We just divorced. What do you mean you're now our next door neighbor? So that's hatred, David. So even if it's either both teams are out of it, you still can expect a good game.
Rivalry game back together again. Notre Dame versus USC, same day, November 30th. But USC will be trashed this year.
USC has problems with defense. Let's just put it like that. But once again, that is a rivalry type of game. And for Notre Dame, at this point, Dave, they may be on a winning streak where they need this game to solidify one of the top four spots to make sure they get the bye. So I think that's where this game would come into it, where USC, I don't like you. I don't want you to have good things in your life. So I want to be the spoiler. I don't want you to get one of the top four seeds.
I don't want you to have fun.
Right.
He's right. No, you're right. And USC and defense, oil and water. I don't remember the last time they had a defense that was even acceptable.
Let's move over to this game here. October 5th, Michigan at Washington.
I have no interest
we
in
have
that.
Any, right.
No.
Michigan's a far superior team. I don't know what to say there.
Washington is their three-year run probably over. So yeah, that's not going to be a great game whatsoever. Michigan, it's in Washington too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be a lot of happy Wolverine fans flying back for that game.
That one doesn't qualify.
It's a great stadium, and if you're a Wolverine fan, if you've never been there, I would suggest making the trip. I don't think they're going
to be. For scenery. Yeah.
They won't be playing Purple Rain at the end of that game.
Another one here, which will end up like a couple years ago, because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Kenny, Georgia opened up with Clemson a couple years ago, neutral site. Yep. Well, they do it again. August 31st, Georgia-Clemson. Clemson's going to get murdered.
Dabo needs that game bad.
Will the game be sponsored by Uber or Lyft, Kenny? Will you have any players left on the team?
They'd better do something about that, man. Two more reckless driving. Come on. Come on, Kirby.
It's almost like handing players hundreds of thousands of dollars and cars with 600 horsepower was a bad idea.
Yeah. But
it's weird.
I think that Clemson, if Clemson wins that game, they get credibility back. And
if they
now,
just play close.
But I'm saying, if they win, now all of a sudden we're talking about Clemson representing the ACC. And, you know, Dabo can say, hey, you guys wrote me off. He could send me a personal letter saying, you wrote me off 3 years ago. I did.
That's right.
Now, this game will probably matter. October 12th, Ole Miss versus LSU.
All in. That is a underrated rivalry.
Really?
They hate each other. Hate. I love. And a party.
So
I would love to be at that game.
I mean, did anything cause this rivalry, or they just hate each other? Just, like, was there a big game, or?
I think the biggest one was the Billy Cannon game, where the coach came out on the field and tripped the player down the sidelines. It's just two teams that are neighbors that don't like each other a whole hell of a lot.
Okay.
And both fan bases love to party.
Yeah, it's at LSU.
Oh, boy.
Mm. So that's going to be a night game.
What day is that game?
October 12th.
Oh, boy. Oh,
are
boy.
You going?
Oh, boy. No. Can't go to that.
Why not?
Listen. If I have designs on going to the Breeders' Cup, that's going to be my one fall thing. I can't do it all. I have too much work during football.
You could do that and then hop a flight to Dallas for the Lions-Cowboys game.
All right. Carry on.
All right. Ohio State, Penn State, November 2nd.
Not interested. James Franklin's a bum and Drew Aller sucks. Next.
Where's the game?
I will have to find
out. Happy Valley.
If the game is at Happy Valley,
is it a whiteout?
It's a better game. Because when they play in Columbus, it's no point of watching.
I'm tired of watching Penn State not move the football.
It's in Ohio State.
Then don't worry about it.
Back-to-back years they get them in Columbus?
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. That shouldn't be on the list. James Franklin should stay
home. I'm sorry. It is Penn State. My bad. I was looking at the next game. Sorry.
If it's in Happy Valley, then yes. Then it's a rivalry game. It becomes a whiteout. And that's the one time that Penn State and James Franklin rises up when they have to play the Ohio State.
And then this one here, since we just talked about Ole Miss, Georgia Ole Miss.
Love.
November 9th.
Love. Credibility game for Lane Kiffin as well. Look, bottom line, you're not going undefeated in the SEC unless you're a super team. But if Lane Kiffin doesn't make the playoff with Ole Miss this year, that is a total failure, meaning he's got to get one of these other games, whether it's LSU, whether it's Georgia. He's got to have a signature Ole Miss win, because as much as I hate what he says, he's right. Ole Miss is just good enough to not win the big game.
This game's in Oxford.
Penn State.
Spider-Man meme. You're right, except one at least is fun to watch, but you're right. Eh? You're totally right.
And then finally on the list, of
Michigan
course,
State, FAU.
No. Michigan, Ohio State. November 30th. We'll have answers for Michigan.
Always. No, I mean, it is, because
it's Ryan Day's career in 60 minutes.
There it is.
Lose that game, he'll be outfitted for a box.
Yeah, I mean, if he loses that game, then I think the edict comes down. Ryan, you got to win the national title or clean out your office.
What else is on that? Is there one that surprised you, David?
Surprised me? Yeah. Not really surprised here. Of course, they got Ohio State, Oregon on here. That's not a surprise.
Love.
Clemson, Florida State. That matters for the ACC.
Okay, let me stop here. Dabo loses to Georgia, but plays close. Do we agree? Cannot lose to FSU. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Has to win that game.
And I'm wondering, aren't they playing Notre Dame as well this year? So, no, but you're right. Dabo can only afford to lose one game. That's it. If you lose early, man, you got to come back. Because you made the stand, I'm not going to go get transfers. Yeah. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to. So, therefore, your fan base will turn on you and say, well, what are we doing here? You know, the game has progressed. You're sitting here peddling, you know, cassette tapes out the back of your trunk, and we've moved on to downloads.
That is your college football blitz.
All right, David, a few ticket texts. Mark, you know what? I want you to talk to Mark when he plugs in about the Clemson thing you just talked about. No better guy to talk about it than this guy. He spent time down there in the Palmetto.
I can definitely do that and talk about that overrated team called Florida.
Relax. I just want his opinion on this when we get to him. David, a few
Wow, Rico, already, man. Okay, John in Oxford says, last time Tigers fleeced another team, Cabrera from the Marlins for a flea bag grab basket.
A flea bag grab basket?
Yeah. Flaherty should be traded before his next start or after the Dodgers.
Look, I agree with you, but understand, it's very hard when a team has won 7 of 8 to have that level of cold calculus. I understand fans who call in and go, I don't want to. So your options are the following. It's what we've talked about. Your options are, you go to Jack and you say, do you love being here or not? Mm-hmm. You try to get a deal done. You try to keep him. But the math is the math. It's going to take a minimum of 88 games to make the wild card. 69 games to go. That means you got to go 43 and 26.
Right.
Can you do that?
You can do that. That's based on the stats saying you score two or more runs, which is why I said if you're going to do it, you got to be serious about it. You may need to add a bat and not rely on these young guys because they're riding a nice little streak right now. Cole Keith looks great. Can he maintain that? Don't think so. You got to bring in a bat.
Mark, before we get Tigers, we just did a college football blitz just to mix football. And it was the biggest games coming up this year. Nobody hates Clemson more than this guy.
Why?
He hates that. Just, why? We'll work out that stuff in therapy. Just leave it alone.
Okay.
He hates
No.
But what I've said is there were two games on the list, and it was Clemson against Georgia and Clemson against FSU. And I said, look, I'll chalk up the Georgia game as a loss, but they have to compete. But Dabo has to beat FSU or it all turns. You are way more qualified to talk about that.
And I
is that right, wrong, or are you neutral on
it? Also consider that your ex-girlfriend is now the quarterback for Florida State. Okay. And imagine the pain that is inflicted if you lose to them again. I was at the game last year. They lose in overtime because of all of the transfers that they bring in when Dabo won't tank a single one of them. Only the service academies and Dabo doesn't take transfers.
The problem is I don't hate them. I just wrote them off and said, you know what? Their time has come. It's gone. He's a lot of hype. They don't win the big games anymore. And I was ahead of it, the curve. Now you're starting to see, like, and then he doubled down. I'm not going to hit the portal. I'm not going to do this. Like, okay, your fan base is not going to put up with this. If you're winning, you could be as quirky as you want. But when you lose, all that stuff gets held against you.
Well, I'll tell you guys what. I support what Dabo stands for. I believe that he wants what's best for the kids and what's best for college football in a utopian society.
Yeah,
but the problem isn't that anymore.
I don't really believe half the stuff that he says. He kind of comes across as a snake oil salesman. Like, Mr. Goody Two Shoes, I'm just here. You know, let's go and do this. And I'm, you know, no.
He hates him.
No.
All right, sorry. What's coming up next? I just needed to borrow you for that moment there. That's all. What do you got?
All right, so Hockey Town, what do you need to do? What do you need to achieve to keep that title? Okay. I believe the Dallas Cowboys are in danger of losing the title of America's team. What do you need to do to keep Hockey Town as a title? Plus, the trait for me that best explains Dan Campbell's success with the Detroit Lions, that and so much more. Mike, do you believe that Hockey Town is something that you inherit and it's yours forever?
No.
What do you think?
No,
I don't think that they're still Hockey Town.
All right, hold on. I'm going to say this, and Kenny, if you want to take my head off, that's fine. I think hockey and basketball are very similar, that you only earn that when your team is really good. Everyone flocks to the game. Look, the Wings fan base is passionate, but let's face it, it's niche. If you want to be Hockey Town and the spirit has the jersey on and the whole bit, you're going to be good.
You have to be a playoff team at
5:30. Tigers have won 7 of 8. It's Daiquiri Day. It's sunny in 85. I'm alive in a big double at Saratoga. It really doesn't get better. Except it does. David has fashion glasses and football. Music. Yes. There they are. And I don't care what Kenny said earlier. They're not Dahmer glasses.
You look beautiful.
Dahmer glasses.
He called them Jeffrey Dahmer glasses earlier. I think David's glasses are very nice.
Yes, he did. Watch out, people.
I thought he looked great.
They're an upgrade. I like these glasses better than the other ones.
Must have missed where Kenny was some kind of fashion icon.
Fashionista.
All right, so let's get to this here because it was a list of 20 of the most anticipated games coming into the college football season. So we've talked about many of these, but some of these, I don't understand why they're on the list. And so let's talk about them. Texas versus Texas A&M, November 30th. By then, Texas A&M won't be anything.
No. You have to understand, this is Michigan, Michigan State, but worse. This is... These are two one team got so sick of the other, they left.
They left the conference.
One team created their own TV network.
Right.
It was just chaos.
And
now
think about
they're
this.
Together again.
Right. Everybody was happy to see Texas. Oh, they're going to the SEC, except for A&M was like, we just left you. We just divorced. What do you mean you're now our next door neighbor? So that's hatred, David. So even if it's, either both teams are out of it, you still can expect a good game.
Rivalry game back together again. Notre Dame versus USC, same day, November 30th. But USC will be trashed this year.
USC has problems with defense. Let's just put it like that. But once again, that is a rivalry type of game. And for Notre Dame, at this point, Dave, they may be on a winning streak where they need this game to solidify one of the top four spots to make sure they get the bye. So I think that's where this game would come into it, where USC, I don't like you. I don't want you to have good things in your life. So I want to be the spoiler. I don't want you to get one of the top four seeds.
I don't want you to have fun.
Right.
He's right. No, you're right. And USC and defense, oil and water. I don't remember the last time they had a defense that was even acceptable.
Let's move over to this game here. October 5th, Michigan at Washington.
I have no interest
we
in
have
that.
Any, right.
No.
Michigan's a far superior team. I don't know what to say there.
Washington is their three-year run probably over. So... yeah, that's not going to be a great game whatsoever. Michigan, it's in Washington too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be a lot of happy Wolverine fans flying back for that game.
That one doesn't qualify.
It's a great stadium, and if you're a Wolverine fan, if you've never been there, I would suggest making the trip. I don't think they're going to be.
For scenery,
They won't be playing Purple Rain at the end of that game.
Another one here, which will end up like a couple years ago, because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Kenny, Georgia opened up with Clemson a couple years ago, neutral site. Yep. Well, they do it again. August 31st, Georgia-Clemson. Clemson's going to get murdered.
Dabo needs that game bad.
Will the game be sponsored by Uber or Lyft, Kenny? Will you have any players left on the team?
They'd better do something about that, man. Two more reckless driving. Come on. Come on, Kirby.
It's almost like handing players hundreds of thousands of dollars and cars with 600 horsepower was a bad idea.
But
it's weird.
I think that Clemson, if Clemson wins that game, they get credibility back. And
if
now,
they just play close.
But I'm saying if they win, now all of a sudden we're talking about Clemson representing the ACC. And, you know, Dabo can say, hey, you guys wrote me off. He could send me a personal letter saying you wrote me off 3 years ago. I did.
That's right.
Now, this game will probably matter. October 12th, Ole Miss versus LSU.
All in. That is a underrated rivalry.
Really?
They hate each other. Hate. I love and a party.
So
I would love to be at that game.
I mean, did anything cause this rivalry or they just hate each other? Just, like, was there a big game or?
I think the biggest one was the Billy Cannon game? Where the coach came out on the field and tripped the player down the sidelines. It's just two teams that are neighbors and don't like each other a whole hell of a lot.
Okay.
And both fan bases love to party.
Yeah, it's at LSU.
Oh, boy.
Mm. So that's going to be a night game.
What day is that game?
October 12th.
Oh, boy. Oh,
are
boy.
You going?
Oh, boy. No. Can't go to that.
Why not?
Listen. If I have designs on going to the Breeders' Cup, that's going to be my one fall thing. I can't do it all. I have too much work during football.
You could do that and then hop a flight to Dallas for the Lions-Cowboys game.
All right. Carry on.
All right. Ohio State, Penn State, November 2nd.
Not interested. James Franklin's a bum and Drew Aller sucks. Next.
Where's the game?
I will have to find
out. Happy Valley.
If the game is at Happy Valley,
is it a whiteout?
It's a better game. Because when they play in Columbus, it's no point of watching.
I'm tired of watching Penn State not move the football.
It's in Ohio State.
Then don't worry about it.
Back-to-back years they get them in Columbus?
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. That shouldn't be on the list. James Franklin should stay
home. I'm sorry. It is Penn State. My bad. I was looking at the next game.
If it's in Happy Valley, then yes. Then it's a rivalry game. It becomes a whiteout. And that's the one time that Penn State and James Franklin rises up when they have to play the Ohio State.
And then this one here, since we just talked about Ole Miss, Georgia Ole Miss.
Love.
November 9th.
Love. Credibility game for Lane Kiffin as well. Look, bottom line, you're not going undefeated in the SEC unless you're a super team. But if Lane Kiffin doesn't make the playoff with Ole Miss this year, that is a total failure, meaning he's got to get one of these other games, whether it's LSU, whether it's Georgia. He's got to have a signature Ole Miss win, because as much as I hate what he says, he's right. Ole Miss is just good enough to not win the big game.
This game's in Oxford.
Penn State.
Spider-Man meme. You're right, except one at least is fun to watch, but you're right. Eh? You're totally right.
And then finally on the list, of
Michigan
course,
State, FAU.
No. Michigan, Ohio State. November 30th. We'll have answers for Michigan.
Always. No, I mean, it is, because
it's Ryan Day's career in 60 minutes.
There it is.
Lose that game, he'll be outfitted for a box.
Yeah, I mean, if he loses that game, then I think the edict comes down. Ryan, you got to win the national title or clean out your office.
What else is on that? Is there one that surprised you, David?
Surprised me? Yeah. Not really surprised here. Of course, they got Ohio State, Oregon on here. That's not a surprise.
Love.
Clemson, Florida State. That matters for the ACC.
Okay, let me stop here. Dabo loses to Georgia, but plays close. Do we agree? Cannot lose to FSU. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Has to win that game.
And I'm wondering, aren't they playing Notre Dame as well this year? So, no, but you're right. Dabo can only afford to lose one game. That's it. If you lose early, man, you got to come back. Because you made the stand, I'm not going to go get transfers. Yeah. I'm not going to do this. So, therefore, your fan base will turn on you and say, well, what are we doing here? You know, the game has progressed. You're sitting here peddling, you know, cassette tapes out the back of your trunk, and we've moved on to downloads.
That is your college football blitz.
All right, David, a few ticket texts. Mark, you know what? I want you to talk to Mark when he plugs in about the Clemson thing you just talked about. No better guy to talk about it than this guy. He spent time down there in the Palmetto.
I can definitely do that and talk about that overrated team called Florida.
Relax. I just want his opinion on this when we get to him. David, a few
Wow, Rico, already, man. Okay, John in Oxford says, last time Tigers fleeced another team, Cabrera from the Mariners. Marlins for a flea bag grab basket.
A flea bag grab basket?
Yeah. Flaherty should be traded before his next start or after the Dodgers.
Look, I agree with you, but understand, it's very hard when a team has won 7 of 8 to have that level of cold calculus. I understand fans who call in and go, I don't wanna. So your options are the following. It's what we've talked about. Your options are, you go to Jack and you say, do you love being here or not? Mm-hmm. You try to get a deal done. You try to keep him. But the math is the math. It's going to take a minimum of 88 games to make the wild card. 69 games to go. That means you got to go 43-26.
Right.
Can you do that?
You can do that. That's based on the stats saying you score two or more runs, which is why I said if you're going to do it, you got to be serious about it. You may need to add a bat and not rely on these young guys, because they're riding a nice little streak right now. Cole Keith looks great. Can he maintain that? Don't think so. You got to bring in a bat.
Mark, before we get Tigers, we just did a college football blitz just to mix football. And it was the biggest games coming up this year. Nobody hates Clemson more than this guy.
Why?
He hates that. We'll work out that stuff in therapy. Just leave it alone.
Okay. No.
But what I've said is, there were two games on the list, and it was Clemson against Georgia and Clemson against FSU. And I said, look, I'll chalk up the Georgia game as a loss, but they have to compete. But Dabo has to beat FSU or it all turns. You are way more qualified to talk about that.
And I
said, is that right, wrong, or are you neutral on
it? Also consider that your ex-girlfriend is now the quarterback for Florida State. Right. And imagine the pain that is inflicted if you lose to them again. I was at the game last year. They lose in overtime because of all of the transfers that they bring in when Dabo won't tank a single one of them. Only the service academies and Dabo doesn't take transfers.
The problem is I don't hate them. I just wrote them off and said, you know what? Their time has come. It's gone. He's a lot of hype. They don't win the big games anymore. And I was ahead of it, the curve. Now you're starting to see, like, and then he doubled down. I'm not going to hit the portal. I'm not going to do this. Like, okay, your fan base is not going to put up with this. If you're winning, you could be as quirky as you want. But when you lose, all that stuff gets held against you.
Well, I'll tell you guys what. I support what Dabo stands for. I believe that he wants what's best for the kids and what's best for college football in a utopian society.
Yeah,
but the problem is, isn't that anymore.
I don't really believe half the stuff that he says. He kind of comes across as a snake oil salesman. Like, Mr. Goody Two Shoes, I'm just here. You know, let's go and do this. And I'm, you know, no.
He hates it.
No.
All right, sorry. What's coming up next? I just needed to borrow you for that moment there. That's all. What do you got?
All right, so Hockey Town, what do you need to do? What do you need to achieve to keep that title? Okay. I believe the Dallas Cowboys are in danger of losing the title of America's team. What do you need to do to keep Hockey Town as a title? Plus, the trait for me that best explains Dan Campbell's success with the Detroit Lions, that and so much more. Mike, do you believe that Hockey Town is something that you inherit and it's yours forever?
No.
What do you think?
No,
I don't think that they're still Hockey Town.
All right, hold on. I'm going to say this, and Kenny, if you want to take my head off, that's fine. I think hockey and basketball are very similar, that you only earn that when your team is really good. Everyone flocks to the game. Look, the Wings fan base is passionate, but let's face it, it's niche. If you want to be Hockey Town and the spirit has the jersey on and the whole bit, you're going to be good.
You have to be a playoff team at least. Yeah. They haven't. When that streak was happening, the playoff streak, they were Hockey Town. Since then, they don't deserve
it. And the Cowboys, America's team, is only because Dallas tells you they're America's team. Nobody else believes that.
Well, and again, we're just supposed to digest that and swallow it because they tell us that they haven't made a conference championship game this millennium.
No.
Okay? America doesn't sign up to that crap for that mediocrity.
Nobody believes them but Dallas people. They will tell you, everybody. No, you're not. You haven't been relevant since Emmitt Smith.
Mike, you and I should not agree so much.
No,
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Well, why we agree so much on Scooble and Flaherty.
Hold on. The Scooble thing. Listen, I don't understand how I've been painted into this deal where I'm not demanding he be traded.
Okay.
I would listen because I think being obtuse as a president of baseball operations is not a good way to go. I'm not giving him away unless it's something big, but man, if you say that in this town, boy, you get your block taken off. And I'm like, guys, no offense.
I think a lot of that happens because as the one guy that Kenny passed along, we don't win trades. So,
well, hold on. But you're right. But that's why Scott Harris is here.
Right.
You have to show. It's no different than radio. You get on the air, you're good or you're not.
Right. That's why I've heard certain radio hosts say, if you don't get the best player out of the trade, you don't make the trade.
Often it's right. But baseball's a little different because you're generally trading.
That's me. That would be me. And you have not, Mike, been the guy that's trade him at all costs. That has been Jeff Rieger.
Correct.
Who has been, you need to move him. But you have said you need to listen to offers. And my belief is that Tarek Skubal is a prerequisite to winning the World Series. How long do you want to be in a rebuild?
I know.
Trade him. We'll next talk about the Tigers and relevancy in 2028. How close do you believe this team is?
But see, Mark, I think the thing is,
tell me what Chris Ilitch's checkbook looks like.
Skubal is so good that you could probably play three or four teams off of each other and keep raising the price on him. That you could call up the Orioles and then say, hey, New York, they're doing this. Hey, L.A., are you interested? Hey, Atlanta, I know you need a starting pitcher, and you could play those four teams off of each other. Those four teams have a system. Raid their system for that one pitcher, and it helps you jumpstart. It's about playing chess, not checkers.
I agree with both. I'm just telling you, they need something to jumpstart this thing. Not to where we're barely hanging on and we're one injury from, oh my God, Kerry Carpenter got hurt, we're dead. You could play the Yankees and Orioles off of each other, and I think you could do it for Flaherty. That is probably the realistic thing. I just don't see a world in which Scott Harris
I don't think it's going to happen.
If it was Dave Dombrowski or something, maybe it's different. I don't know.
And you got him for another 2.5 years, guys.
But remember, this is the one thing I always say. If I don't yell at people. Yeah, like if you want to deal him now, fine. If you want to sign him, also fine. What I don't ever want to do is find out in the last year of that deal, you don't want to be here no more. Now what do I got?
Well, and that's why the Angels look like the most idiotic franchise ever when everyone knew Otani was leaving and they still did nothing. At that point, you have to trade him.
You have to trade him.
But I don't think that time is today.
But at that point, you're not getting anything because everybody knows he doesn't want to be there, so we're going to offer you this can of beans.
It sure would be helpful, wouldn't it, if Scooble was actually telling us he'd like to be here, but he's not saying anything of the sort.
He had an opportunity, and he said, talk to my agent.
You know what else would be helpful? Work with me. White Langford. All right, I got to go. I had to. I'm sorry. Rico World Tour, go enjoy yourself.
No.
Oh, yeah,
the Valeni.
Not tour. A world. No. It's a one day. But
my world tour got halted and said, Stop it.
Mark Ryan is next. Dabo sucks. We'll talk to everybody later. All right, David, a few ticket texts. Mark, you know what? I want you to talk to Mark when he plugs in about the Clemson thing you just talked about. No better guy to talk about it than this guy. He spent time down there in the Palmetto.
I can definitely do that and talk about that overrated team called Florida.
Relax. I just want his opinion on this when we get to him. David, if you...
Wow, Rico, already, man. Okay, John in Oxford says, last time Tigers fleeced another team, Cabrera from the Marlins for a flea bag grab basket.
A flea bag grab basket?
Yeah. Flaherty should be traded before his next start or after the Dodgers.
Look, I agree with you, but understand, it's very hard when a team has won 7 of 8 to have that level of cold calculus. I understand fans who call in and go, I don't want to. So your options are the following. It's what we've talked about. Your options are, you go to Jack and you say, do you love being here or not? Mm-hmm. You try to get a deal done. You try to keep him. But the math is the math. It's going to take a minimum of 88 games to make the wild card. 69 games to go. That means you got to go 43-26.
Right.
Can you do that?
You can do that. That's based on the stats saying you score 2 or more runs, which is why I said if you're going to do it, you got to be serious about it. You may need to add a bat and not rely on these young guys because they're riding a nice little streak right now. Cole Keith looks great. Can he maintain that? Don't think so. You got to bring in a bat.
Mark, before we get Tigers, we just did a college football blitz just to mix football. And it was the biggest games coming up this year. Nobody hates Clemson more than this guy.
Why?
He hates that. We'll work out that stuff in therapy. Just leave it alone.
Okay.
No. But what I've said is there were two games on the list, and it was Clemson against Georgia and Clemson against FSU. And I said, look, I'll chalk up the Georgia game as a loss, but they have to compete. But Dabo has to beat FSU, or it all turns. You are way more qualified to talk about that.
And I
said, is that right, wrong, or are you neutral on
it? Also consider that your ex-girlfriend is now the quarterback for Florida State. Right. And imagine the pain that is inflicted if you lose to them again. I was at the game last year. They lose in overtime because of all of the transfers that they bring in when Dabo won't tank a single one of them. Only the service academies and Dabo doesn't take transfers.
The problem is I don't hate them. I just wrote them off and said, you know what? Their time has come. It's gone. He's a lot of hype. They don't win the big games anymore. And I was ahead of it, the curve. Now you're starting to see, and then he doubled down. I'm not going to hit the portal. I'm not going to do this. Okay, your fan base is not going to put up with this. If you're winning, you could be as quirky as you want. But when you lose, all that stuff gets held against you.
Well, I'll tell you guys what. I support what Dabo stands for. I believe that he wants what's best for the kids and what's best for college football in a utopian society.
Yeah,
but the problem is, isn't that anymore.
I don't really believe half the stuff that he says. He kind of comes across as a snake oil salesman. Mr. Goody Two Shoes, I'm just here. You know, let's go and do this. And No.
He hates it.
No.
All right, sorry. What's coming up next? I just needed to borrow you for that moment there. That's all. What do you got?
All right, so Hockey Town, what do you need to do? What do you need to achieve to keep that title? Okay, I believe the Dallas Cowboys are in danger of losing the title of America's team. What do you need to do to keep Hockey Town as a title? Plus, the trait for me that best explains Dan Campbell's success with the Detroit Lions, that and so much more. Mike, do you believe that Hockey Town is something that you inherit and it's yours forever?
No.
What do you think?
No,
I don't think that they're still Hockey Town.
All right, hold on. I'm going to say this, and Kenny, if you want to take my head off, that's fine. I think hockey and basketball are very similar, that you only earn that when your team is really good. Everyone flocks to the game. Look, the Wings fan base is passionate, but let's face it, it's niche. If you want to be Hockey Town and the Spirit has the jersey on and the whole bit, you're going to be good.
You have to be a playoff team at least. Yeah. They haven't. When that streak was happening, the playoff streak, they were Hockey Town. Since then, they don't deserve that.
And the Cowboys, America's team, is only because Dallas tells you they're America's team. Nobody else believes that.
Well, and again, we're just supposed to digest that and swallow it because they tell us that they haven't made a conference championship game this millennium.
No.
Okay? America doesn't sign up to that crap for that mediocrity.
Nobody believes them but Dallas people. They will tell you, no, you're not. You haven't been relevant since Emmitt Smith.
Mike, you and I should not agree so much. I don't know why we agree so much on Scoobal and Flaherty.
Hold on. The Scoobal thing, listen. I don't understand how I've been painted into this deal where I'm not demanding he be traded.
Okay.
I would listen because I think being obtuse as a president of baseball operations is not a good way to go. I'm not giving him away unless it's something big. But, man, if you say that in this town, boy, you get your block taken off. And I'm like, guys, no offense.
I think a lot of that happens because as the one guy that Kenny passed along, we don't win trades. So,
well, all on. But you're right. But that's why Scott Harris is here.
Right.
You have to show it's no different than radio. You get on the air, you're good or you're not.
Right. That's why I've heard certain radio hosts say if you don't get the best player out of the trade, you don't make the trade.
Often it's right. But baseball's a little different because you're generally.
That's me. That would be me. And you have not, Mike, been the guy that's trade him at all costs. That has been Jeff Rieger.
Correct.
Who has been, you need to move him. But you have said you need to listen to offers. And my belief is that Tarek Skubal is a prerequisite to winning the World Series. How long do you want to be in a rebuild?
I know.
Trade him. We'll next talk about the Tigers and relevancy in 2028. How close do you believe this team is,
Rieger? See, Mark, I think the thing is,
tell me what Chris Ilitch's checkbook looks like.
Skubal is so good that you could probably play three or four teams off of each other and keep raising the price on him, that you could call up the Orioles and then say, hey, New York, they're doing this. Hey, L.A., are you interested? Hey, Atlanta, I know you need a starting pitcher, and you could play those four teams off of each other. Those four teams have a system. Raid their system for that one pitcher, and it helps you jumpstart. It's about playing chess, not checkers.
I agree with both. I'm just telling you, they need something to jumpstart this thing. Not to where we're barely hanging on and we're one injury from, oh my God, Kerry Carpenter got hurt, we're dead. You could play the Yankees and Orioles off of each other. And I think you could do it for Flaherty. That is probably the realistic thing. I just don't see a world in which Scott Harris if it was Dave Dombrowski or something, maybe it's different. I don't know.
And you got him for another 2.5 years, guys.
But remember, this is the one thing I always say. If I don't yell at people. Yeah, like if you want to deal him now, fine. If you want to sign him, also fine. What I don't ever want to do is find out in the last year of that deal, you don't want to be here no more. Now what do I got?
Well, and that's why the Angels look like the most idiotic franchise ever when everyone knew Otani was leaving and they still did nothing. At that point, you have to trade him. But I don't think that time is today.
You're not getting anything because everybody knows he doesn't want to be there, so we're going to offer you this can of beans.
It sure would be helpful, wouldn't it, if Scoobal was actually telling us he'd like to be here, but he's not saying anything of the sort.
He had an opportunity, and he said, talk to my agent.
You know what else would be helpful? Work with me. White Langford. All right, I got to go. I got to go. I had to. I'm sorry. Rico World Tour, go enjoy yourself.
No.
Mark Ryan.
No.
Oh, yeah,
the Valeni.
Not tour. A world. No. It's a one day. But
my world tour got halted and said, stop. No.
What's
stop.
Going on?
No, stop. No, no.
Nothing. What's
that? What? No. Stop it. Mark Ryan is next. Dabo sucks. We'll talk to everybody later.